The country's three biggest airlines have all announced they are dropping an unpopular penalty, the $200 fee for changing flights on domestic travel. NPR's Amy Held reports.
In a video, United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby said cutting the fees was a top customer request.
We're permanently getting rid of change fees on standard, economy, and premium tickets for travel within the U.S.
Shortly afterward, Delta and American Airlines followed suit, announcing they too were dropping their change fees, making what had been a suspension until the end of the year permanent. Southwest Airlines already did not charge them. The airlines are scrambling to secure dwindling customers in the pandemic that has pushed traffic down almost three quarters from a year ago. The airlines shared $25 billion in bailout funds and are asking for $25 billion more. Amy Held, NPR News.
In Oregon, state police are being sent to Portland to help deal with ongoing nightly protests. A shooting on Saturday left one person dead. After hundreds of supporters of President Trump clashed with counter-demonstrators, the person killed was a member of the right-wing group Patriot Prayer, which has held pro-Trump rallies in Portland. There have been protests in Portland for more than 3 months now following the fatal police shooting of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped 223 points. This is NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Joanne Allen. CPR is part of a nationwide effort to find, coach, and train the next generation of public radio journalists. We're looking for current Colorado-based college students or those who are less than a year out of school. For a week in September, the young journalists will get intensive training from a diverse team at NPR. Students will also get a $300 stipend. The application deadline is almost here. It's this Wednesday, September 2nd at midnight, Colorado time. Coming up on the program, White House advisor Jared Kushner and Israeli officials are set to meet in the United Arab Emirates to put a pending deal between the U.S. to tout a pending deal between the U.S. and the UAE and Israel. That story is coming up next. You're listening to CPR News.